Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a formally trained LCSW, a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist, and I have additional certifications in both EMDR and Reiki. I view the process of personal growth and change through the lens of an artist. And what I mean by that is that I've been a professional glass sculptor for as long as I've been a therapist, which is 22 years now. I was trained as an artist to find the weak link visually, W-E-A-K, and not to criticize that link, but to strengthen it, to resolve it so that the piece moves from top to bottom, left to right in unison. So I bring that perspective and vision into my work with myself and with others. I'm holding in my awareness at all times that our behaviors are based both on what we've learned through our experiences and also what we've resisted learning or been unable to learn for various reasons. And these behaviors show up as shadow aspects of ourselves. They may show up as feeling triggered by certain people, places, or things. They show up as projections that we put on to others, we ascribe to others because of things we don't like about ourselves that truly are things we want to change about ourselves. So there's no need to judge yourself or to feel criticized. This is all about learning. And so I've really work to combine my perspectives as both artist and healer, rolling it into one in order to help my clients because I just love helping people change and grow. I love growing and changing myself, even through the sharp, rough edges of it that can be painful. So my guest is similar, and we are starting the show late if you're listening on the other side of this broadcast, because though Mercury is out of retrograde as of today, somehow the call got dropped, the show got dropped. So excuse our tardiness. We're just going to roll with the time we have left. And I am going to bring my guest on in just a few moments. She similarly is about growth in exponential ways. She's used her own experiences to help others transform, and she's reached tens of thousands of people. She is formally trained, having an MBA and a Bachelor's of Science in Marketing. She is additionally an author of 3 books, a public speaker. She's an entrepreneur and a business mentor. She actually had her first business at age 7, and we're going to talk to her about that. She's been featured on news, radio, and TV programs, including a series on the Discovery Channel. So, Leilani Hino, welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Yes,
yay.
I am. Thank you so very much. Yes.
We got you on the line. And Leilani is the owner and founder of X Trainers in New Orleans. How are you today?
I am excellent. I'm excellent. We're having a weird day happening, but this just goes to show you that you never know what life is going to give you. You just have to work with it.
We really do. And that's a purpose of this show today. Where do you want to begin with your work?
Oh, where should we begin? You know, one of the things that I like to talk about, like I said, people oftentimes think that it's difficult to lose weight. I'd like to jump right into weight loss
Let's jump into weight loss. One of your books is about it. Two of your books.
Yes.
Smothering
yes,
the Soul weight and loss. Weight Loss and Warp Speed.
Weight loss and warp speed, yes, as fast as possible. Most people want it. But what tends to happen is life throws you curveballs like today, and people tend to think that weight loss is all based around the physical. And so one of the things that I'd like to explain to people is the 5 main things that I ask a client to do have nothing to do with exercise or nutrition.
What are those things?
Well, the first thing I ask a client to do is to clear the clutter in their home. Most people don't realize that a cluttered space equals your mind, and a cluttered space equals a cluttered mind equals a cluttered body. So it's important to get that step in place, and people are surprised. It has nothing to do with weight loss. And initially, it seems like it doesn't anyway. Another thing I ask people to do is to automate everything, and I call this meals, bills, and wills. Most people know that if you prepare, you prepare your meals. Everybody's familiar with meal prep,
meal planning, yeah.
Yeah. So you get that under control. So you're on autopilot, right? You don't have to think about it. But the biggest stressor, if you look at statistics, most people stress out about finances more than anything. So I ask people to get their bills all automated, have everything on automatic payments. And then as far as your will, if anything should happen to you in the blink of an eye, you don't know what's going to happen, make sure your house is in order, your home, your finances, everything. That way what it does is it eliminates stress from you, and most people, when they stress, they eat. And if that biggest stress is finances, you need to take that off the table. So we get that in order first before you even start an exercise plan, right?
Can I say something about that to you and jump in?
Yes, ma'am.
I was reading your blog. Thank you. I was reading your blog earlier, and which is great. You all, LeilaniHino.com. And you were talking about, you know, when you started your business, you realized you'd pay your staff, you'd pay everything else but yourself. And you were hitting home about, you know, putting away an automatic draft. So this is just coming up as you're talking about decluttering, you know, get your finances in order to start paying yourself. So over the years, you can see all your hard work, you know, manifest also in a financial aspect. So
that's a twofold one. A lot of times when we usually, the type of client that I usually have is a business professional. She or he takes care of everybody but themselves. So one of the reasons why they don't have time to lose weight, they're making sure that the kids are off to school, the lunches are packed for everyone else, everything's taken care of just for everybody else, but you just don't take any time for yourself. And when that happens, when you don't put money aside for yourself, when you become a business owner, you know, and next thing you know, you're working so hard to make so much money, it's just running out of your pocket. You have no idea where it went. You know, so it's exactly what you're saying. It's from a, and that will clear up financially, because when you look at that bank account, you can have a tally of what you've done. Oftentimes we work so hard and it's gone and we have no idea where it went. And we're on this rat race, you know, running in a cage, trying to make more. And then it's just, you know, you don't know where it's going. So yes, it's very important to pay yourself first, always. And that's not selfish. That's not selfish. That you have to have yourself, you know, a foundation
in order
to do so that you can give more to others if you give more to yourself.
I agree. So what
does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes 100% sense. So one of the obstacles to weight loss and maintaining, you know, the losses, your health is not preparing, is what I hear you saying. Preparing foods, like I'm thinking nuts, protein bars, things you can have in the car that are not perishable. Some water.
Correct.
Are those the things you're talking about?
Yes, correct. Anything that you can put on autopilot that you don't have to think about. You come home at the end of the day, you've been working all day. You don't necessarily, unless you have to or you want to, you don't always want to think about what to eat. And so typically what happens is you look in the refrigerator, you're tired, you haven't prepared, so you grab the first thing you see. That's a mistake in itself. And it's not anything that you're doing wrong. It's time to eat. And you need to fuel yourself, but you didn't take the time to prepare. Now you're too tired to do that. You know, so that's anything you can put on autopilot that you can do in advance so that you don't have to think about it. Another thing we talked about was, wanted to talk about was eliminating negative people.
Okay.
That is one. That's a rough one for some people to wrap their brains around, because.
Can you tell us what
typically,
you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, anyone that you surround yourself, there's a study, and I like to go back to studies because a lot of times people like numbers and they like facts, and they'll say that doesn't sound right because they haven't heard of it before. But there's a study that shows that statistically the five people closest to you will be able to, that'll determine your income, your physical activity, your drinking activity, depending on if you drink or not. And so what will happen if you hang out with someone who's constantly eating French fries and you're with that person all the time, you know, you struggle to eat healthy around that person. because they want to, you know, everybody wants to go and party or do whatever it is that they want to do. On occasion, that's fine. But if it's all the time, or if someone doubts you all the time, you start to doubt yourself. So whenever you start to do an exercise plan, I ask people, please, if there's someone around you that's constantly being negative, that person is someone you may want to put aside because they're not helping you in any way, shape, or form. And sometimes that's family, and that's hard for clients to swallow. But at the same time, if you want to reach a goal, those people are not helping you with those, you know, negative influences. And sometimes that comes in the form of Facebook. Or, you know, you think it's really no big deal, but you have the alerts that pop through your phone, and most people have the news. So the news will pop in, and every day you get those alerts with those negative, this happened, and this person got shot, and all these negative things popping in. You need to be informed, but you don't need to have those negative alerts popping in all day.
It doesn't have to be intrusive, is what I hear you say.
Yeah. All day long, the negativity, yes. And then your filter system, you start to, you know, we make connections. You know, that's how we operate as humans. And we're all looking for something to connect with. And then if anything goes wrong in your day, your mind is going to make a connection to the last few negative things it heard. It could have been the news pop-up that you had on your own phone.
Right.
Make sense?
It does make sense, Leilani. Well, you know, I'm really curious, and I'm aware our show's abbreviated because of the technological errors, but you're an inspirational woman, and you've used your own journey with weight loss and education and creating your business to help others, and you had your first business at age 7. Can you tell our listeners about that aspect, like age 7, and then how you've used your own life experiences to help other people?
Age 7. I made crocheted chickens. It doesn't sound sexy, but that's what it was. I think it was a Betty Crocker or Fisher Price or something, this piece of equipment, and you put yarn in it, and it made these little, it made a sock is what it made. And I realized that if you stuffed this sock and made it 2 different colors and flipped the top and the bottom down, it made a sort of chicken. Well, you know, when you're 7, you're cute. And so I would go door to door. My dad would actually come with me, and he would have me knock on doors, and I'd ask people to buy my chickens. And of course, when you're 7 and you're cute, people will buy pretty much anything, kind of like Girl Scout cookies, which is great. Well, I got addicted. And when I realized that there was something that I could create on my own and people were interested in, you know, it kind of went, I guess, in those days, viral. There was a local store that we had here in New Orleans, and the manager found out about my crocheted chickens, and she actually put in an order for 100 of those. And so that was the crocheted chicken.
At 7 years old, you got paid to make 100. And you had to figure it out how to make 100 chickens too, right?
You know, I had to figure it out, you know, trying to crank the little machine. I hired some of my cousins. And I didn't like the idea that you had to pay people, you know, part of the profits. I didn't really understand that. That was my first lesson on, you know, employees, I guess. And I did not like that concept that you know, whatever I was making was diluted, but I had to pay them. And so I learned so many business lessons about cooperation, and about dealing with other people. You have to encourage them to work, and you can't just be a mean, bossy little 7-year-old, you know, you have to cooperate. So that was my first lesson in business at age 7. It actually helped pay for another business that led to paying for a little bit of college, which is really good.
Oh, wow. What was that?
Yeah. My second business was, it was a 900 number. It was a yes, no. It was a yes, no phone. I had 2 phone lines. One was a yes and one was a no.
Okay.
It was $3.99 a minute. And so I would ask, what I learned at a very young age, I'm multiracial, and what I learned at a very young age is that a lot of times people are very opinionated, and they just want to express themselves all the time for whatever reason. And I learned that I could make money off of these opinions, so I would ask controversial questions, and people would call in and say yes if they agreed with whatever the question was, or no, if they disagreed with whatever the question was, and the money went straight into my account, and that helped pay for college. And what fascinated me about that particular business was No one ever asked, not one time, and I think I learned about politics from that business, not one person asked where the answers were being used for. I learned that most people didn't really care. They just wanted to express themselves, you know, and people just like to be heard. And from that lesson, other than politics, that helped me with weight loss and with the weight loss business, because a lot of times people are struggling with certain things, and most of the time, all they want is to be heard. So that was a good lesson for me.
Absolutely, that is. They want to be heard. So how did that bring you to founding a business in the weight loss industry? How did this happen for you?
Well, I gained and lost 100 pounds 5 times. And in the process of stretching my body out, 100 pounds back and forth like that, you don't realize the stress that you put on your internal organs. Most people think things happen to them. I lost 80% of my thyroid. That was my fault.
And that you lost 80% of your thyroid?
Mm-hmm. Had to have surgery, never going to get that back.
Okay.
But I did that. And most people will tell you, I have a thyroid problem. Well, the truth is I created the thyroid problem, and I challenge people to accept that responsibility when something happens to them as well. When a diabetic loses a leg, you did that. That leg didn't just fall off, you know, and that's a huge thing for a lot of people to swallow, because when you can't see what you're doing to yourself internally, externally, you just figure, well, all these things are happening to me. I did that, you know. So after gaining and losing the weight so many times, and when I was threatened with, you know, I had to have surgery and lose my thyroid, I became serious, because for me, weight loss at the age, also I was under 20, for me it was a physical thing. It was just, I want to look good in a dress. You know, I want to go to a party. You know,
physical appearance is important in our culture.
Yes, and that's all that mattered to me. I mean, I would any diet. I don't care if somebody said that at the time, I think something was out called Ephedra or something, and people were saying, well, you know, it's developing irregular heartbeats and you could die. I didn't care. And I will admit that. Many clients, I still get that. I didn't care. I just wanted to look good.
Yes.
Well, until I lost that thyroid, I didn't realize, oh, wait a minute. You know, I'm kind of controlling this shell that was given to me at birth. Maybe I should, you know, take a stand and help myself. So that was the reason why I got, I guess, in gear and focused on weight loss and my own transformation back and forth. I was fascinated, still am fascinated, with the human body and the stresses that it'll take. And it's so forgiving, and it keeps giving us chances and chances.
It does.
And we miss them. We miss it. We miss it. And the other night, I posted on Facebook, actually, just last night. I was at a conference, and a gentleman, he was in his late 60s, he may have been early 70s, and he could barely move. And his peers were with him, next to him, and they were just, you know, moving around just like you, just like me. Everything was fine. So physically, everybody else was fine, but he wasn't. And mentally, he was sharp as a whip. And after talking for a while, he said that his one regret was that in the past, he never paid attention to what he would be like in the future, which is now, of course, his present.
Right.
And now he can't go back. And you know, he would say stuff like, oh, you only live for today. Or, you know, you got to die of something. You know, it's one of my dad's favorites, you know. You know, it's like, and that, those are funny in the moment when you're partying with your friends. But when he had a cane and he could barely walk, his mind is sharp as a whip. His friends are playing golf. He can't even swing a club anymore. There's nothing he can do about that now. I mean, he can get some of it back through exercise and maybe some back surgery. But all that time that you don't plan, just the same thing with planning to eat, all that time he didn't plan. He partied, had a good time, which is great. You know, but if you don't die in 15 years and you live for any amount of time, that's going to catch up with you. And your body can't keep, you know, regenerating itself that much if you don't help it out a little bit.
So how is it that you help your clients? How does X Trainers help people coming in, you know, wanting results like you wanted when you were younger?
Yeah. Well, basically, we take care of all the physical. We work out with you 2 or 3 days a week. Everything is based on your mind, though, is the honest truth. Like, I do have a program and I have a system, and it's based on plyometrics. We build muscle and burn fat at the same time. Everything is time. So the physical aspect, it's really technical and all of that is great. But what really helps with my clients is I find out those things that make everybody tick. When I sit with a client initially, it's important for me to understand what they believe in and what they don't believe in. If I tell someone that they need to eat, broccoli, this is not my system, but hypothetically, if I said you need to eat broccoli and spinach twice a day, and they said they just don't believe that that's going to, bring weight loss, then they don't believe that. And mentally, is your mental capacity, just like eliminating negative people and clearing the clutter and clearing your stress level, I have to work with your belief system first. And when I ask them, how much weight do you want to lose? And usually they'll say, well, I'd like to lose 20 pounds. And I'll say, is that what you want? Well, I'd really love to lose 40, but I know that's not possible. Well, if you don't believe it's possible, it's not. But I can only do what I can do.
So you bring in that perspective of working with people's belief systems as you had to work with your own in your own journey to help them expand it, tweak it, like whatever needs to happen for them to reach their goals, for example?
Yes. I like to say that you can take two women and have them be twins, same genetic background, give them the same exercises, the same nutrition plan, the same everything, and send them on their way. One will lose weight and one most likely won't. Well, what you don't know about what's going on is what's going on for them mentally. One of them may be happy, hang out with her friends all the time, go to positive places, work out with them, whatever. The other one may be depressed, going through a divorce, a kid may be getting in trouble in school, house may be going into foreclosure, whatever it is. Mentally, whatever's going on in your life in that moment creates the stresses in your body. And your body, the cells in your body, behave based on your mind. It has nothing to do with the physical. Apples to apples, you have to add the mental in. And when you don't do that, you're never going to get that weight loss long term. We have a 94% weight loss success rate, and it lasts for clients for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yep, 7 years, and they keep that weight off. And people are often shocked. How do you get people to lose weight so fast and so long? When they click, when I find out what it is for that person that makes that person click. Some people are all physical, and it makes it really easy. But most people are not. The majority of people are not. And that's the reason why weight loss, any exercise program works. Does that make sense?
Yeah, any exercise program works is what you just said, correct?
Yes, but it only works short term. Thank you. It only works short term. And that's because if you're only dealing with the physical and you never focus on the mental, it can't last. You've got to get both sides of that equation.
Right. So what makes you different, I think, and unique from other training companies is like how you just said, finding out what makes your clients tick and really investing that care and time. So I imagine your clients feel, well, I know some of your clients, so I know they feel like you're personally invested in their health and their goals. And that goes a long way. Like when you said a few moments ago, when you had that call-in number that you realized people just want to be heard. Clearly, I see this in your business model as well.
Yes.
Listening.
Yes. And it's not even just through me. When I branch myself out through my trainers, like what motivates people, you have to have incentives for people. So my trainers earn bonuses based on the client's progress. So the better the client does, the more the trainer gets paid. When you're dealing with young trainers, or anybody outside of yourself, there must be you have to have some vested interest in that client. You can't just show up and have them run through exercises and, send them home. There must be some vested interest. You need to see an end goal in that client. And for me, it's important that my trainers understand that these people are paying money not just to come here and walk on the treadmill. They want to see results. That's what they're paying for. And those results are based on how you make them feel more than what you make them do. And
that's
really the key. Yeah. Make
so they keep
happy
coming back
all the time.
So so they keep coming back. I mean, it's not always fun to be on a treadmill or running or doing whatever program, it's the body, especially at first, I think kind of revolts, like, what are you doing? And so you need something to sustain you through those tough moments to get you there. So it sounds like it's your trainers and yourself really providing help, helping your clients stay in touch with the why am I doing this?
You said something on your last show, I think you had on Tracy Lee Jones, and you said lending ego strengths. And when I heard that term, I thought, oh my God, that is exactly what the trainer does for the client until they can reach their goal. And I think you said you believe in you, I will believe in you until you can do it for yourself.
Yes.
That's exactly what a personal trainer does. I don't think I've heard it defined so perfectly until I heard you on that show. It's like,
thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But you do that with your clients, lending ego strength for something that's so challenging to do physically and mentally. And it's every system, you know, like especially weight loss that can take a really long time to see results, depending on where the person is, and people can lose hope. I have a lot of clients coming in, you know, working on an exercise program, and they start to lose hope that they just can't do it. So it's really important to lend that ego strength and be with them and listen.
When you've been on a diet back and forth so many times, you create this set point in your body, and your body's smart. I don't know. Most people think they're going to outsmart their bodies. They're not going to. So your body's incredibly smart. You set these set points and you tell your body, hey, this is when I usually give up. I usually give up at about 12 pounds. So your body has a set point. So typically you start a new program every year. You do the same thing. I don't know why we don't realize this. But January will happen. You do a New Year's resolution. You'll lose 12 pounds, and then your body's going to hold on to every ounce of fat for dear life because it believes it's going to starve. And then you give up. And you say, you see, that diet didn't work. You know, it's like, I have to explain, the diet works just fine. You're not working. You don't have the staying power to get past that set point. We had a client who trained with us for an entire year, and she would not listen. She would not follow the meal plan. She would not, you know, even though it was choices she made, wouldn't do it. Said, I don't want to do that part. I don't want to do the mental part. I just want to work out. I don't need to think. I said, well, I'm telling you, this is the way it works. She trained for an entire year. She lost 15 pounds. A friend of hers joined, and her friend came in, followed everything, especially the mental parts, what I asked her to do. 50 pounds fell off. Of course, she was upset because her friend lost all that weight. After her friend lost all that weight, she started paying attention. She realized she needs to get out of her own way. And a year later, she lost 60 pounds. She lost it so fast. We sent her to the doctor, actually, because it's almost like it just fell off overnight. And everything's fine. Everything was perfect. Yeah. And all of her weight is gone. She's still doing fantastic. She's still with us, has been with us for 11 years. She's 70 pounds down. She can run and do so many things that she couldn't do before. And the reason why they stay so long is because we keep them motivated and keep changing the exercises. Your body craves change.
Right.
And so she's not going to walk on a treadmill. You think you'll finish and you'll just do this on your own. Yeah, even I need a trainer. You know, even I work out with a trainer, and then my trainer works out with me.
Oh, that's
great. I'm not going to push myself on a hard day unless, you know, I'm
unless
not,
somebody's
not every
there.
Day, not consistent. Yes. And vice versa. Yes.
So you know, I like that you all incorporate using medical professionals too. Like, it sounds like you got worried about her rapid weight loss. So had her go, you know, check with her doctor. So that's important too, that you really are helping people where they are and what then begins to happen or not happen.
Yes, personal trainers are not doctors. That's not what we are. We have many clients who have full
knee
rods
issues,
in their back.
All kinds of physical.
Yes, everything you can imagine. But we do work with their doctors because if somebody comes in and there's a major issue, we can't fix that. You know, but we have to be able to find out what we can work around. There's very little things that I've seen that we cannot rehab. If you know what you're doing and you work with your doctor and, you know, you don't do anything majorly extreme, although we do some extreme training as well, but it depends on what you're coming in for. But weight loss is typically what we specialize in.
Yeah. So what is going on for you now? What do you have in the works? Because I know you're always, you know, working on something, growing in different ways, you know, accepting new challenges. What is going on for you in these areas?
A few things that we haven't signed on the dotted line yet, so,
so
we might not mention those.
Okay, but, sure, of course. You can come back on the show and talk about them when they happen.
We do have a travel to New Orleans plan in the works that we have been working on for some time. A lot of tourists are asking for that. People like to come to the city. And of course, when you want to come here, you want to eat. And what it is, it's all inclusive. And basically, it's 6 or 12 weeks. We put you in, you know, give you accommodations, but you are on a, you're working out. And we, every Friday or Thursday or Friday, I can't remember the exact day, we take you around the city and you get to eat whatever you want on that Friday.
Okay.
But, you know, so you can taste the city because you want to experience it. But at the same time, it's, and it shows the healthy way to experience New Orleans. We're so used to being known for food. And honestly, I want to change the fact that we're always the 48th, 49th or 50th state, fattest state. I would love to leave a legacy and change that.
You can
eat healthy, still enjoy the food, not every single day, and enjoy the city and do it healthy at the same time. So we do have that program in the works for anybody who wants to visit New Orleans. So that's a good one.
Oh, that's exciting, Leilani.
Yes, and ma'am.
What you know, I like to ask my guests, what is it you want to leave? You know, to leave a legacy, to leave, however you want to interpret that question. What is important to you in that area?
Mine's probably really cut and dry and clear. It's always been, I'd love to reduce obesity by 50% across our country. I travel a lot, and we are really the heaviest country there. I mean, I don't think there's another country heavier than we are. And it's been one of my pet peeves watching how obese we're becoming. And I know a lot of it is because of the way we process foods, but a lot of it is the education. We're not educating enough on what to do and when, just those simple changes that people can make. It's happening slowly. I even see fast food places, change. That's something new that's coming up. We are expanding in our mid-city location, and we do have a meal delivery service that we used to have with Whole Foods, and now we're bringing that in-house. So you'll be able to drive up on the fly and get healthy fast food, and you can't get that anywhere. You have to
bring it
with you. You have to. Yeah, or you have to pre-order it, you know, but you can't just be out in the middle of the night with your friends hanging out. And you know what? I just want something healthy. You can't get that anywhere. Well, you will be able to in January. So that is something.
This is the partnering with Whole Foods to create X Trainer's healthy meal delivery service, correct?
No. That one started off that way when we used to do it. And you would be able to go to Whole Foods and get our meals. Well,
okay.
Now we're doing it. Yeah, we have our own private chef, and now it's in-house. So when you drive up, next time you're in town, come and get something healthy.
Great.
And we'll bring it right out to you. Yeah. And we're also teaching a working kitchen where you can come in and we'll have classes and kind of like the dinner parties that we do for clients now anyway, but we're going to expand it to the public so you can come in and learn how to cook healthy. It can be delicious and healthy at the same time and have New Orleans flavor in it. But, you know, it doesn't have to be fried. It doesn't have to be, you know, all those different things that we equate with taste. You know, it's everything's delicious, but it's healthy. So we're going to teach how to do those, how to make those. It's a sitting kitchen. You're going to love it.
So reducing obesity by 50%, that's your goal. That's awesome. Leilani, across this country, yes. How can people reach you and inquire about X Trainers?
You can give us a call at area code 504-482-2FIT, 482-2348, or www.x-trainers.com. Or they can go to amazon.com and type in my name if they're not with us. They could easily grab one of the weight loss books if they can't come to the city and follow the steps on your own. We have a lot of long-distance success stories straight from the book and the plan. And, you know, that's another way that I can do it by going through Amazon.
Can you tell us a little about some of those success stories? I was just informed we have a few more minutes left.
Excellent. You want to know about long distance or local?
Maybe long distance long distance.
So if you go on to the site right now, if you go to xtrainers.com.
With a hyphen to our listeners and a hyphen between the X and the T.
Yes. If you look under trainers, you're going to see Bobby. and he is my service manager. He's lost 100 pounds. He had the job before Hurricane Katrina. He was my service manager. He had just started. And I would say he was about 30 pounds heavier than he wanted to be. Well, he left, Katrina happened. Our lives were disrupted here. He moved away to Texas. He called me about 6 or 8 months later and asked for his job back. I said, sure, but I hadn't seen him. Okay. I'd gone out to Houston to see him again, and I didn't realize he'd gained another 70 pounds. And I explained to him, you have to do the program if you are going to sell the program. So long distance between, we shot videos for him, and we do this. We shot videos for him specifically for what we needed him to do, along with the meal plans, along with him turning everything in that he's supposed to eat, just like we do if you were here, except when you get a video, we do FaceTime instead of you have a live trainer, almost like virtually. He knocked off 80 pounds or 70 pounds like within 4 months, and then he took the rest off, throughout the year, and he came back and he got his job back. He was highly determined, highly motivated, and that's another one of those mental things that jumped in there. His motivation level, his goal wasn't necessarily to lose weight because he called in to lose weight. He wanted his job back and he wanted to come home. So that motivation,
so that was the motivator.
That's what made him tick, and that's what made it work. Yeah. And then once he gets his job back and he comes back, now his habits have all been developed now, and now all he has to do is keep the weight off. And that's the second part of weight loss. Losing weight's easy. Keeping the weight off is the second part.
The maintenance.
So then now you have to find, you just find out what motivates him to keep that weight off. And, of course, we know what those triggers are. And so he has certain triggers. And then he has in his phone, we schedule different things for what his personal triggers are, and his mostly is stress. And when his triggers hit, his alarm goes off. It's almost like a questionnaire. Did this happen today? Did this happen today? And when 4 or 5 days go by, if he hadn't worked out, which that has not happened, if he hasn't worked out, there's a reward and a system in place to keep him accountable. You have to keep yourself accountable. You have to be reminded to do these things. You're not just going to lose it and say, oh, I'm happy now. I'm going to keep the weight off. Usually you do that and you get into a relationship, you gain the weight back.
Right,
You have to find your own personal triggers to make yourself stay on that plan. And that's one of the things that we do really well.
I started the show, the introduction, when I'm not sure if you were on yet, but talking about, as a therapist, I work with helping people identifying what their triggers are, what our shadow aspects of ourselves are, and what projections we have. And just how it's so important, not to criticize ourselves about that, but just to learn and grow that we all have triggers. We all have shadow aspects. We all project. You do not get out of the human experience, without going through these things. And I think, I find them exciting to discuss, help others work through them and work through them myself, even though it's typically painful to go through that discovery process. So it sounds like even in weight loss that these, psychodynamic principles apply and help people.
Most definitely. I'm, everything that you do applies to your body. Everything.
It does.
I mean, everything, Lisa, you do. I mean, psychologically, mentally, I like to say that you're the physical expression of what you feel on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's usually accurate more than people realize. Usually, even if you find someone that's in the right weight class, sometimes that person will have a limp, or sometimes that person will have a weird gait, or a little sway in the back, or something. It's not always manifested physically through weight. But usually how you feel on the inside is manifested on the outside. And you may think you're hiding it, but you're not. And that's why it's important to take care of your mind first.
Leilani, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Despite the challenges with technology, we did it.
We did it. Thank you so very much for having me on.
You're welcome. And again, listeners, you can find Leilani and X-Trainers at either x-trainers.com or her name, Leilanih, like Harry, ENO.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye. That concludes our show for today. A challenging one technologically, but ended up being great. Join me next week at the same time as I interview author, Donna Carol Voss, and we'll be talking about her book, One of Everything. It's an autobiography that's funny, that's dark, it's really interesting. Join me then. I hope everyone has a good week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.